It's the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. Happy Tuesday to your ranch family. And boy, do we have a special guest for you. It has been probably 19 months since I've done an interview in person with an artist. So the first one, of course, has to be one of my favorites, Sean McConnell. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm honored.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
What a weird 18 months it's been.
Whew.
that's best said right there. Woo.
Yeah. No words, man.
It has to be tough for a guy like you that's in the entertainment business. Thankfully, you're also able to produce albums and write some songs, but just to not be out there sharing that music with that live audience and feeding off that energy,
yeah,
that's a weird feeling not to have that, I would guess.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, I do feel fortunate that I'm a producer and a songwriter, because I got to kind of pivot pretty quickly. So, you know, for me and my family and for my creativity, I feel grateful for that. But yeah, there's definitely been a part of my soul missing for, 18 months, not being able to be in front of people. And, we're back out now, and hopefully that'll keep going.
Yeah, hopefully we can still stay
cross
out.
Cross our fingers. But I'm right here with you right now, and I'm happy about it.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Your 14th album just came out.
14th album.
That is wild. And so you do this album, you did this, the new album, A Horrible Beautiful Dream, during a pandemic. How, as an artist, do you do an album when your world basically collapses into a tiny room?
Yeah.
How do you make an album that talks about that, but then when you listen to it, it also feels timeless? It feels like 3 years from now, I'm going to listen to this album, and it's still going to relate to me.
I'm glad you feel that way. I mean, I didn't feel like I was making a pandemic record. I didn't think of it that way. I think some of it was, and I think people have taken it that way. And there's definitely songs that are absolutely straight up, response to the times. But I think more than that, it's just that this time in history has forced us, most of us, to look inside of ourselves because we have the time, or we're made to because of what's going on. And I think really that just kind of was a catalyst for a lot of these tunes. So yeah, call it what you will, but I had a lot of time on my hands and a lot of thinking to do.
Well, for a lot of people, when you have to look inside at yourself, that's a scary proposition.
Yeah.
I mean, really it is. And when you're kind of locked away and that's all you're thinking about, that's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I try to balance that with, thinking of other people.
I have to make up a song about somebody I don't know.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy.
It was. So, you kind enough to bring your guitar in here? You want to do one for us real quick?
Sure thing.
Is this off of the new album?
It is, yeah. I actually haven't played this song live yet since I recorded it. But when you said it was one of your favorites, I thought I would attempt it. So, I'll give your audience a 80% chance that I'll mess it up, but I'm going to try my best not to. Yeah, this song's called Getting Somewhere.
Good man to go out and understand that we all do the best we can with what we can. He might have had too much to drink. I can hear the ice cubes clinking in the kitchen while he smoked into the ceiling fan. But I never wanted for a word. I swallowed everything I heard. And I hold it like it's gold. Hear it all again. Keep your hands on the 10 and the 2. Keep your eye on the ball and follow through. When you fall, get up. There's no such thing as a look. And no, I hope you never do. If you get a little lost, just say a prayer. And don't spend your whole life getting somewhere. Oh, no, no. have a hole to fill. They try and try but never will, 'cause they never got the love that they were built to have. But I never had a day go by he didn't look me in the eye. Said, I love you, I'm proud of you, and I always will. And keep your hands on the 10 and the 2. Keep your eye on the ball and follow through. When you fall, get up. There's no such thing as a looking, though I pray you never. If you get a little lost, just say a prayer. And don't spend your whole life getting somewhere. Say, on a scale from 1 to 10, how's your heart and how you been? He still gets around to asking every now and then. Keep your hands on the 10 and the 2. Keep your eye on the ball and follow through. When you fall, get up. There's no such thing as luck, and though I pray you never do. If you get a little lost, just say a prayer. And don't spend your whole life getting somewhere.
Such a great uplifting message, man. I love that about your songs.
Thank you.
You
Thank
can
you
take
very much.
Some of the most dire situations and make me feel good about myself. I love that.
Well, I'll try my best. It's getting harder.
I bet after 14 albums, it's got to be getting tougher. You're just going to start writing songs about beer and tailgates.
Hey,
there you go.
It'll happen someday. You know.
Sean McConnell hanging out with us on the ranch. Let's take a quick break and we'll chat some more with Sean right after this. It's the Sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. We are again hanging out with the great Sean McConnell here in the ranch studio. He's just released his 14th album, A Horrible Beautiful Dream. I'm sorry to keep mentioning that, but I've never done 14 of anything in my life. But honestly, that's some skill, man. It really is. But you started really early in your life.
Yeah, I was 15 when I made my first record. And
wow.
So that's the only reason there's so many of them.
Right.
Got an early start.
Well, you're only 19 now, right?
Yeah, 20 actually.
Yeah, 20, just yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And what's cool about you and what's cool about the quote-unquote Texas music scene is we have a lot of, I mean, really folks that are outsiders, not from Texas, that have been invited in because there's some, you know, some real truth and honesty in your music. And like, Wade Bowen was one of the first ones that kind of helped you get in this scene. And it was because of Wade Bowen that I even learned who Sean McConnell was. And that's a really neat thing. So you've been, you know, welcomed into the scene. And then now you are using your skills to help some other kind of Texas red dirt artists as well. Taylor McCall.
Yeah, man.
Unreal.
Unreal, dude. Taylor is blowing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He came into my studio. This must have been 2 years ago now, just to write, you know, one of those things where, hey, you're going to write with Taylor. And I was like, cool, I don't know who Taylor is, but if you guys think he's good, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And the minute he walked in my door, we just had this connection. And then the minute he sang and played, I literally turned around and texted my manager, like, I got to produce this kid. Just different. He's just different, man. He's got, I think, 3 or 4 of the songs off the record that I produced are out, and I think the full record comes out next month.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I mean, everyone needs to gobble this thing up. It's crazy good.
So damn lucky. That song,
so damn lucky.
Like,
yeah,
really spoke to me a lot. I mean, for sure, because like you, you know, we married over our heads.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and like, you know, we all have our faults, and to find that perfect someone.
Yeah.
That song was just like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry right here in the office.
Well, that's the song we wrote that day. That was the first song we wrote.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. Since you wrote it, it's not that good. But no, I mean, it really is an amazing song.
Well, thank you. It's, yeah, he's got it, man.
I love that you get to do that. I mean, you've written some songs for huge mega stars, country, pop, everything.
Yeah.
It's got to be moments like that that really feel cool when you know that you're doing something with somebody that's going to put them out there for the first time.
Yeah. It is. It's exciting, and there's a sense of responsibility,
mm-hmm.
you know, to treat it right and to listen to what they want to do and kind of make the best record that they want to make, you know,
mm-hmm.
with their skills and their talents and their mojo. I love it. And Taylor's a great example of that,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, it's something I really do love to do. But through this, I really have learned I love it. Very much. Like, it's a big part of who I've become and who I am. And, yeah, it's become a lot of what I do.
Do you see yourself doing that more than writing songs? Or what, you know, how do you divide that time?
No, it all feels like the same thing to me. Like, it's mm-hmm. just depends on the season. Like, what, am I on tour right now? Am I not? Am I writing for a record? Am I opening myself up to producing for other people? It just depends on the time of year and what, where I have to put my focus on. But it's definitely become, you know, a top, you know, performing, writing, producing,
mm-hmm.
you know, is definitely what I'm all about.
So it seems to me a guy had a chance to really be lazy for 18 months and you instead put the gas pedal down a little harder.
Well,
that's what it feels like.
If I was lazy, we might not have paid the mortgage.
Right. And you've got a farm to pay for now, basically.
We, yeah.
You're a farmer now.
Yeah. Well, that's a big word. I wouldn't take that away from the actual farmers, but
right.
we have some land now in the studio, and there's a lot of upkeep with that. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, being lazy wasn't really an option unless I wanted everything to fall apart.
Right, exactly. We're chatting with Sean McConnell here. You going to do another song for us?
Yeah, I would love to.
It would be great. What are we going to hear on this one?
This is one of my favorites off the new record, if I'm allowed to say such a thing. It's
yes.
called The Price of Love.
Oh, yes.
Driving with the day one blues, just outside of Baton Rouge, crying so hard I couldn't see, wishing my baby was next to me. I said, Mama, why's it hurt so bad? Worst damn pain I ever had. Why does it feel the way it does? She said, baby, that's just the price of love. Nothing good comes for free, honey. You gotta pay your dues. When you got everything, you got everything to lose. Some people never find it. Thank the Lord above that you got a heart for. Part, that's just the price of love. Yeah, yeah. And this child's gonna be the death of me. She's taking everything that's left of me. I've been sneaking in late just to watch her breathe. That blanket rise and fall. But she laughed and said, that's nothing new. When you were that age, honey, I did too. Hell, in my own way, I still do. You're my baby after all. Nothing good comes for free. You gotta pay your heart above, that you got a heart falling apart. That's just the price of love. Honey, nothing good comes for free. You gotta pay your dues. When you got everything, you got everything to lose. Some people never find it. Praise the Lord above that you got a heart falling apart. That's just the price of love. Yeah, you got a heart falling apart. That's just the price of love. That's the price of love. That's the price of love. That's the price of love.
John McConnell hanging out in studio with us. Man, that is such a good song, too. I love how you
Thanks,
did that.
Thanks, dude. Thank you.
Good job. Well, before you get out of here, I want to play this new single that we started playing here on the ranch. What the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know, man.
I mean, yeah, so how do you answer that question for yourself?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. I wrote the song trying to figure it out, and I don't think I did.
Still didn't do it?
Yeah.
So there's a part two coming out?
Yeah, there's a sequel coming out.
I found out next year. The hell is wrong with me.
Yeah, it's called What the Hell Was Wrong with Me.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
So, not that I mean I'm a happy man. I've got more than I deserve and a beautiful family. But you know, the internal stuff we all deal with is a struggle, and I think it really was amplified this year. And so, this is a song for anyone else who feels like they don't know what the hell is wrong with them.
Sean McConnell, thank you so much for chatting with us today, man. It's always a pleasure, and it's great to finally see you again. It's been
I
forever.
Know, man. It's been too long. Maybe next time we'll be at Maggie Jones's in London.
London again, eating
taking
lamb,
down some
yes.
wine and just hanging out.
Sean, that was a lot of wine.
It was a, lot,
was a lot of wine.
Wine. I don't. Yes, it was a lot of wine.
Well, thank you, buddy, and best of luck to you. Hopefully these shows continue to happen. And, again, just a fantastic new album.
Thanks, man.
It
Thanks
really
for
is.
Spreading the word about it. And, as always, just really means a lot that you spend this tunes on your station. So it's good to hang out with you.
Here it is, Sean McConnell, What the Hell Is Wrong With Me. It's the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch.
First thing I remember is hiding from a storm. They say I've been frightened since the day that I was born. One time they found me crying, asked me what was wrong. I said I'm afraid of heaven, 'cause forever's way too long. What the hell is wrong? I've always had a monster underneath my bed. Every house is haunted when the ghost is in your head. Man, I got everything I want, and then some on the side. And with all this satisfaction, I am so unsatisfied. What the hell is wrong? Sometimes during the day.